Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, one and all. Good to see you. The announcements, I think, are in the bulletin. Today we have council meeting at 2 o'clock, and it will be via Zoom, as well as some people may be meeting here, but one way or another, you'll get in on it. Confirmation is on Wednesday night at 6 here at the church. Are there other announcements we need to make? Well, good. Let's continue. Please stand as you are able. We'll turn to the thanksgiving for baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John, and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit, and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Faith of Our Fathers, number 812 in the Red Book. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for planting in us the seed of your word. By your Holy Spirit, help us to receive it with joy, live according to it, and grow in faith and hope and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from the 55th chapter of Isaiah. God's word to Israel's exiles is as sure and effective as never-failing precipitation. They return to the Holy Land in a new exodus is and in a new exodus is cheered on by singing mountains and by trees that clap their hands. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 65, verses 9 from 9 to 13 responsively. You visit the earth and water it abundantly. You make it very plenteous. The river of God is full of water. You prepare the grain, for so you provide for the earth.
You drench the furrows and smooth out the ridges.
With heavy rain, you soften the ground and bless its increase.
You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths overflow with plenty.
May the fields of the wilderness be rich for grazing,
and the hills be clothed with joy.
May the meadows cover themselves with flocks, and the valleys cloak themselves with grain. Let them shout for joy and sing. The second reading is from the 8th chapter of Romans. There is no condemnation for those who live in Christ. God sent Christ to accomplish what the law was unable to do, condemn sin and free us from its death-dealing ways. The Spirit now empowers proper actions and values in our lives and gives us the promise of resurrected life. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Have mercy on us, Lord, and hear our solemn prayer. We come to hear your living word. It saves us from despair. Have mercy on us, Christ, and wash away our sins. Pour out your grace.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Listen. The sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them. Others seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone who has ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of my word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Years ago, when I served a church in Iowa, Western Iowa, I took a Master Gardener class. And it's not just a simple gardening class. It's pretty involved. We had three-hour classes once a week for 6 months. We learned all about soil types and growing zones. In that area, we only had one growing zone. So when we moved to New Mexico, I took another Master Gardener class, and there we had 7 growing zones. In other words, temperature zones that you had to allow for, and all of the soils from the desert to the mountains in between. It was a hard course to take, and there was a lot to learn. But one thing you learn really quickly is that things will grow just about anywhere, but as Jesus points out, they don't always produce as well. And he makes the point that these seeds and these soils are a lot like people. My brother-in-law went to seminary in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And he was invited to preach in a congregation, a rural congregation, one Sunday. And before the service, he noticed a wall that had all of the years of the congregation's life and a little description of what happened during those years. You know, you had a pastor who started the congregation, organized it. Then you had a pastor who built the first building, and a pastor who got the first organ for the church, and so on, each set of years. There was a 10-year period where the pastor, the only thing under the pastor that said was, nothing much occurred. Well, my brother-in-law, Ken, went to a seminary class and told the professor about this. And the professor was irate. He said, "What do they mean? Nothing much occurred. Was the word of God not preached? Were the sacraments not administered? If they were done, then something was happening, even though nobody saw it." Well, that's true of a lot of things, isn't it? Even though we don't see what's happening, something is occurring. As the exiles are returning to Judah, the prophet Isaiah says it's kind of like the rain and the snow. They fall to the earth, and there are those who will say, "Well, not much happened, it just watered things." But Isaiah says the word of God is like that, and it does not return empty. It does what it's supposed to do at the time. The Apostle Paul also talks about the reason that Christ came into this world was to serve as the word of God incarnate. And that word did not return to God empty either. There are times when we do things and we wonder, is it a waste of my time? The other day, I bought a package of flower seeds. I spent a whole 99 cents on this package. And yesterday morning, I went and I planted them in the soil is there in front of the parsonage. And I watered them. And I happened to walk by them this morning, and they weren't up. Now, anybody who's been into gardening at all realizes they don't pop up overnight. They might not be up for another week, 10 days, 2 weeks, I'm not sure. It'll depend on the soil, it'll depend on the rain and sun and everything else. But I know that one day they will pop up. I spend hours and hours preparing, studying, preaching to preach a sermon. And I look out here and I see, what is it? We have 12 people. Now that I know there's some people on Zoom and there's some people on Facebook and there are people on. But there are some who would say, "Oh, Pastor, why did you waste so much time doing that for this few people?" Well, the reason is that I am an incurable optimist. I know that the Word of God is going to sink in and grow in ways nobody has ever guessed. The Word of God is like that. There is a power within it that we cannot see, that we can only experience sometimes from a distance. When Jesus says the sower went out to sow, he's talking about us. That sometimes the seed does fall on a path and it kind of withers and dies. And sometimes the seed falls on rocky soil. Now, any of us who've been up in the mountains have probably seen a tree that sprouted up from a crack in a rock. And we know that over time, that tree is going to split that rock in ways that it would take us a lot of time to pound apart. Because there's power in that seed. And that seed is God's word. And even among those times when we think that nothing ever is going to come of it, God's been working at it. And those seeds will come up. And they will sprout, and they'll provide in ways we never dreamed of. Jesus knew that. There's a song that I've sung for a number of other occasions. This is a song by Dave Mallett. And I've added changed a few words in the three verses that are there. And for those who have the sermon in print, you don't have the third verse because I just wrote it this morning. I can't think ahead fast enough.
Inch by inch, row by row.
Excuse me, let's try it again.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, God will bless the seeds I sow. God will warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, 'cause the time is close at hand. Rain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain, to my body and my brain, to the music from the land. Plant your row straight and long, thicker than with prayer and song. God's good earth will make you strong if you give it love and care. Old crow watching hungrily from his perch in yonder tree. In my garden I'm as free as the feathered beak up there. Some will plow, some will till, some will sow God's holy will. We are called to proclaim and to share what the Lord first gave to us. Some will sing, some will shout, some will blossom where they sprout. God will bless them as they grow, and His Spirit fills them with love.
God's good gifts come to us through His Word, and His Word speaks to us in ways that we don't even understand. Jesus knew that. In fact, that's why He came. And you notice in the parable, Jesus doesn't plant the way we do. We usually try to find the best ground and till it up and make sure that it's fertile and do all those things that we're taught in the Master Gardener class. The persistent gardener, I should say. But Jesus broadcasts it. He sends it to rocky ground. And He sends it to all of those other people in all of those other places that may not look like they're going to produce anything. But like that tree coming out of a rock, we know that the Word of God is going to produce sometimes 10, sometimes 100, sometimes 1,000-fold. And so, I preach the sermon, so I wait. And I could wait a long time before I saw anything happening. I've been in the ministry for 50 years. And there were many times when I preached sermons, Sue will tell you, I'll come home and I say, what's that? Dog of a sermon. Could have just well not bothered preaching. And then I hear from people, they either stop me at the door or they give me a call on the phone or write me a note and they say, man, that really hit my heart. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, what was it I wrote? I couldn't have said anything. I had no idea. And then I'm reminded, it's not my word, it's the Word of God that reaches into people's hearts and minds and souls. And sometimes it's years before it takes fruit. Sometimes I've learned over the years that some of the kids in confirmation class, I was thinking, Boy, they're headed for the penitentiary. Are now entering the ministry. Wow! What God can do with God's Word. So even though we may be sparse, and this pandemic may have pushed things away, the incurable optimist in me says, the Word of God is not dead. It's alive and well. And it will cause growth we've never even dreamed of. So, in the meantime, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now let's sing another gardening song. We plow the fields and scatter. Which you have printed for you. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried, and descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called into unity with one another and the whole creation, let's pray for our shared world. If there are people you'd like to include in our prayers, I'll pause at the appropriate place to let you add their names. Gracious God, your word has been sown in many ways and places. We pray for missionaries and newly planted congregations around the world. Inspire us by their witness to the faith we share. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Creating God, the mountains and hills burst into song, and the trees and fields clap their hands in praise. We pray for the birds and animals who make their homes in the trees and for lands stripped bare of deforestation. Empower us to sustainably use what you have given. Hear us, O God,
your mercy is great.
Reigning God, we pray for our nation's leaders. Increase their desire for justice and equality. We pray for our enemies. Bridge the chasms that divide us and guide authorities to a deep and lasting peace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Abiding God, care for all who are in need. We pray today especially for Helen Strait and Andrew Goddard and those we name in our hearts before you now. For those who are doubting, renew faith. For those who are worrying, provide release. For those who are struggling, ease burdens. For those in fear, give hope. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Renewing God, revive your church in this place. Nourish and nurture the seeds that have been planted, that we might grow as disciples. Replace what has been depleted. Sustain our ministries and deepen relationships with the wider community. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We pray that the Holy Spirit continues working amongst our joint call committee, collectively and through each member individually. We pray that the Spirit will move and work through Mark and Sarah as they seek candidates for our fellowship ministry. We pray that the Spirit will move in the hearts of those potential candidates as well. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Eternal God, we give thanks for all who have died. Comfort Pastor John and Nancy as they mourn the loss of Dan and the sure and certain hope of the resurrection. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We thank you for your offerings, and we will give thanks in the prayer that follows. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts. Ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Sent forth by God's blessing. life we will face. Our faith ever sharing, in love ever caring, embracing God's children, the whole human race. With your peace to feed us, with your light now lead us, unite us as one in this life that we share. Then may all the living, with praise and thanksgiving, be honored to Christ and his name that we bear. Thank you, Anne. Now let us go in peace and share the good news.
Thanks be to God.
And again, welcome to everybody. Special welcome to our guest.
My grandson is in college. He's going to be a minister.
Oh, fantastic.
We think so.
Yeah, super. Well, you've got a good voice.
Yes.